Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hi, this is Marty Coelho for Community Comment. Today I would like to address the tragedy in Ukraine. As some background, my education includes an undergraduate degree in history with an emphasis on Russia and the Middle East. My plan was to go to school at George Washington University in D.C. and hopefully work for the State Department in Russian affairs. My path didn't end up heading down this road, but I've always been interested in the former Soviet Union. When you study Russian history, you gain an empathy for its people. It is a nation that has forever been controlled by tyrants. The people have a fatalistic culture, for they have suffered much throughout their history. During World War II, among the Soviet Union's 15 republics, Russia had the highest number of fatalities, with nearly 14 million, and Ukraine tallied the second highest in casualties, with nearly 7 million. Truly staggering. This history makes what we are seeing today in Ukraine even more tragic. And the tragedy is twofold, since the Russian people and their everyday soldiers were unaware of what Putin was up to when this conflict began, and many of them have friends and family in Ukraine. History has a fascination in studying the evil figures of our past, even more startling than to see such a figure in this modern-day world. We have fooled ourselves into thinking that having nuclear arsenals and being interconnected through a global economy would prevent war in Europe. The tyrants of history, such as Putin, are not swayed by the threat of war, the loss of life, the destruction of their own economies. In their narcissistic insanity, they will kill anyone and everyone as long as they achieve their national glory. What does Putin want? He wants fear. He believes this fear will lead to political paralysis, and through this paralysis, he will drive forward his national agenda. His bluff's been called, however, as a realization sweeps the globe that when one nation's sovereignty is threatened, when its civilian population is murdered, then all the peaceful nations of the world are attacked. Will this global conflict continue to expand? The simple answer is yes. At the end of the day, the world will not be able to live with Putin, for he will always be a threat to economic stability and peace. No longer should the global community do business with Russia. Never again. Instead, we should squeeze until the Russian people overthrow their ruler. Now, the odds of this happening based on Russian history? Slim to none. The odds, however, of Putin's mafia-organized oligarchy or his former Soviet spy network putting him out to pasture? Well, that has a much greater chance of success. After all, everything's about the money, and you don't make much money blowing up theaters and hospitals full of women and children. This is Marty Coelho for Community Comment. Pray for the Ukrainians that they have the resolve to continue their struggle and defend their nation. And pray for the Russian people, for once again, they're led by a madman.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.